The Western Slope Veterans Coalition Center is scheduled to open in Carbondale's 3rd Street Center. It will help veterans struggling with physical and mental health issues and serve other purposes. Annie Davies is with Rocky Mountain Human Services, a Denver-based nonprofit that serves vulnerable populations. Her group is spearheading the center.
We hope to actually have that office open in May and really provide kind of a one-stop shop for veterans advocates to meet, for there to be collaboration meetings, for us to bring in some speakers on best practices as they relate to areas where the Valley individuals are feeling that there might be holes in services or room for improvement.
Her organization has a similar center in Grand Junction, the closest one to the Roaring Fork Valley. About half of the Valley's veterans aren't registered with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, so they're missing out on services they may need or are entitled to. Davies says the center will help locate pockets where veterans live.
We know that there's a large one in and around Glenwood Springs, and part of that for the younger veterans especially, I think, is just an affordability piece and where some of the jobs are. But we also know there's a number of, you know, veterans of all eras of our conflict all along the Roaring Fork Valley, and that their needs are different.
So, well, there's a lot of veterans out there that we need to reach, and that will help them with this one-stop community center.
Basalt resident Colonel Dick Merritt has helped with the planning. He's involved with several veterans organizations and projects. He says vets from all conflicts live in the Valley, from World War II to Afghanistan.
We're reaching down into many Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, and they need a lot of help because of the extended deployments, a lot of PTSD issues, a lot of traumatic brain injuries.
Annie Davies says although the effort is led by Rocky Mountain Human Services, it's community-driven, involving groups such as the Aspen and Glenwood Springs Elks Clubs, Huts for Vets, Veterans Affairs staff, and local governments. She says it may be used as a model
that could be rolled out, you know, not only throughout the western slope of Colorado, but really could become a national model for associations around the country who are interested in supporting veterans upon their return to civilian life.
Rocky Mountain Human Services plans to hold an open house once the Carbondale Center is up and running. The group is hoping to open May 1st. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.